The Gaslog Glasgow eased away from Kitimat's waterfront today, launching Canada's entry into large-scale LNG exports with the country's first major cargo now bound for international markets. The departure marks the start of operations at LNG Canada's new export terminal and signals a new phase both in Canada's energy sector and the industrial and community life of BC's Northwest. Today is a historic moment for LNG Canada and our five joint venture participants, as well as the Haisla Nation, the District of Kitimat and all of Canada, said Chris Cooper, President and CEO of LNG Canada. We began with a clear vision, to work side by side with First Nations and local communities as the catalyst for a thriving new energy sector in Canada, and to set a new standard for safe and responsible LNG production. Following 5 years of construction, the LNG Canada terminal began commissioning this spring and produced its first liquefied natural gas on June 23. The Gaslog Glasgow had been berthed at the facility for days in anticipation of the inaugural shipment. The facility is a long-life asset that will initially export LNG from two processing units or trains, with a total capacity of 14 million tons per year. BC Premier David Eby, recently back from a 10-day trade mission to Asia that included talks on energy transitions with companies such as Malaysian oil and gas giant Petronas, holder of a 25% stake in LNG Canada, and Korea Gas Corporation, which is set to receive the inaugural cargo, said the shipment proves the province can translate resource potential into long-term economic strength. At a time when BC jobs are under attack, it's more important than ever that we get our resources to global markets and reduce our reliance on the United States, Eby said. LNG Canada's first cargo shipment to Asia marks a major milestone in our efforts to build a stronger, more diversified economy that creates those good jobs and makes us all better off. Prime Minister Mark Carney added that Canada now has a chance to lead the G7 in both energy and economic performance. Canada has what the world needs. With LNG Canada's first shipment to Asia, Canada is exporting its energy to reliable partners, diversifying trade, and reducing global emissions, all in partnership with Indigenous peoples, he said. Kitimat Mayor Phil Jarmuth said the scope of the project and its execution demonstrated how large-scale resource development can be done responsibly. When you have such a large project in such a small community, it's been really amazing how LNG Canada did all the pre-planning to make sure any negative effects would be as small as possible, Jarmuth said. All the efforts and resources they put in, even before they started construction, were about making sure the community was going to be taken care of. At peak construction, between 7,000 and 9,000 people worked on site. Across Phase 1, including the terminal and coastal gas link pipeline, more than 50,000 Canadians contributed. LNG Canada awarded over $5.8 billion in contracts and subcontracts to BC businesses and local First Nations. Among the largest contracts was a $500 million agreement with Haisha Marine, a joint venture between C-SPAN and the majority owner Haisla Nation. Haisha Marine provides low-emission and battery electric tugboat services for LNG Canada's marine operations. Congratulations to our partner LNG Canada on this monumental day, said Haisla Nation Chief Counselor Crystal Smith. This milestone is a testament to what can happen when industry elevates and respects the role of Indigenous communities in major projects. So much has changed for our community since that first meeting. Our people, our country and the world are better off today, and will be for decades to come. Jarmuth said the outcome offers a model for others to follow. It promotes Kitimat as a great showcase for industry getting it right, he said. LNG Canada is a joint venture of five global energy companies, Shell, Petronas, PetroChina, Mitsubishi Corporation and Cogas. The facility was built by the JGC and Fluor joint venture. LNG Canada is expected to employ approximately 350 to 500 people during full operations at the Kitimat facility. While LNG Canada continues to assess a Phase 2 expansion that could double the terminal's output to 28 million tons annually, Cooper said the immediate priority remains ensuring a stable and successful operation in Phase 1. Even so, he acknowledged global energy uncertainty strengthens the case for increased LNG capacity. Secure supply of energy can never be taken for granted, he said. Phase 1 presents that opportunity, and Phase 2 could double down on it, if competitiveness, cost, greenhouse gas emissions and stakeholder alignment come together. At the local level, Cooper added, the project stands as proof of what's possible when industry, indigenous partners and communities work together over the long term. Jarmuth agreed, saying Kitimat's industrial base already demonstrates what sustainable development can look like, citing existing operations like Rio Tinto's BC Works aluminum smelter, now LNG Canada's low-emissions facility, as well as the Haisla-owned Cedar LNG project under development. We're very hopeful for Phase 2, of course, he said. And we're looking forward to the next decades of being the LNG capital of Canada. Cooper said community support from the outset had shaped how the project was built. We like to think that we've set a benchmark here, and we're proud of that. That benchmark includes more than $13 million invested in equipment and programs for Kitimat, Terrace and surrounding First Nations communities, along with major contributions to local housing and workforce development. More than $10 million has been invested in training programs, with a strong focus on apprenticeships and Indigenous participation, something Cooper said will be just as important if a second phase proceeds. There was a massive workforce involved, and as part of that there was a big development of workforce, including Indigenous workers, he said. It would be kind of foolish not to try and leverage that again. We've invested heavily in apprentices and engineers in training, not just for our facility, but others have gone on to work in industries around the province. I'm very proud of them. I come from an apprenticeship at age 16, so I tend to look at the workers and the pride in the build, Cooper said. This is the iconic moment, when our first cargo sails away. Everyone can be proud of their part in that. I'm just a spokesperson for tens of thousands of people who have worked on this for over a decade.